In my two soup, and my drink in my oh. Hey y'all.
Tina is bad at opening up the show, y'all. I figured I'd let her try to open. She bad at opening up the show.
He did not tell me I'm gonna be opening up the show. First of all, okay, I just want to put that out there. Now she's just gonna put me on air and think I wasn't gonna be me. You didn't give me no kind of directions, no nothing. Oh hey y'all.
It's too much work.
Welcome to the Same Cast Different Day Podcast. I am Tina.
Yay, I'm Martel. We're here. Happy Easter. Easter is this Sunday.
Resurrection Day. Happy Resurrection Day. Well, Sunday.
Is it really Resurrection Day, considering that it always happened on a different day every year?
Sir, it is. Do you know where Ash Wednesday is?
I
believe it's 40 days after Ash Wednesday is Resurrection Day. Tomorrow is Good Friday.
And I'll be.
And I'm off work.
Home.
Those jobs that got holidays and weekends.
Okay,
I'll be for the next 2 days.
I forgot to give Tina the update on the job situation. I do that off camera.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. It's been so much. So much that has happened in life in general. I'm just tired.
I agree.
Of people.
Same.
But
we both over here dragging.
Let's get into what the talk of the town is, and that's Diddy's house being raided, I believe, by the FBI for sex trafficking. I don't know if somebody said to him ahead that his house was going to be raided, that he decided to send his plane to, I think it was Argentina or something like that, but they say he never got off the plane. Some people say he was spotted in Miami, but I think it's been so much with this story that's going on. It's ridiculous. And
I don't feel no kind of way about it.
And to be honest, I don't even know if we should even believe this or not. I mean, should we be surprised?
Well, no.
Celebrities, you know, I'm like, I don't think we should be surprised at this point.
So I knew that when Cassie had pressed the civil suit against him, and he settled outside of court. And just the way that they publicly, like all of that information about what she was saying and this and the other that was in the complaint was made public, like I knew it was going to be a domino effect because those type of situations, it always is, right? Mm-hmm. Only thing is, hers was a civil suit and these are criminal charges. So people got to realize, like, it's up to the DA's office to pick up something like that and press charges. So they had to have had some type of enough evidence to get a judge to sign a warrant for them to go into his home, right? So it's something there, some piece of evidence somewhere that gave them enough probable cause to go into this man's house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't there. I think two of his sons were there, right? Or something like that.
That's correct.
So it's kind of like, you know, it's like, yes, his house, but then you got multiple residents in one home, right? And who's to say that they were actually after him, per se? you know, mm-hmm. we haven't seen the warrant. We don't know what they were looking for, things like that. It's just stuff that the blogs are posting. Of course, we saw the video of them raiding his home. But I mean, we have like historical evidence of incorrect homes being raided. Right. I think we talked about that in the last episode. Where people were going and say, remember the one lady with the sick baby?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right. That person they were looking for hadn't been living there for what, a year or so or something like that. She wasn't even from there.
Right. She was up there for her baby to get surgery.
So I just feel like this is like a wait and see type of thing. I am deep down inside hoping that is not true, because whatever allegations that he got going on that we've seen on the blogs, that's kind of is sickening to me. But I do believe that, you know, we have to have some type of faith in our justice system, and we just sit back and wait. I can't say if it's true. I can't say if it's untrue. None of us know, because we didn't deal with him specifically. I mean, we've heard a lot of other celebrities say things about the way that he, his lifestyle and stuff like that. And who's to say they had a reason to lie? But, you know, it's just kind of crazy. Like, he's been in the entertainment industry for quite some time. And what is that? I'm done with you. Is that the wrestling fireworks? Mm-mm. Oh my God. Anyway, he's been in the entertainment industry for quite some time. And it's like, what I don't like is to see everybody, like, I don't like to see that domino effect. It's like, unless NDAs were signed, you had a chance to be like, hey, something's not right, da 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 da. But now it's like a whole can of worms open. And I'm like, did everybody sign NDAs and they all expired at the same time? Like, what's going on? You know? It's like, right. That's what it seemed like. But I mean, this is going to be interesting and might be tragic. You know, yes, they talk about the reporter and her death.
I mean, because there was a story going on about that he was possibly, this was like a year or two ago, that he was possibly having people, you know, allegedly, because there was a lot of people who were, when he first started the Bad Boy record label, they all have had some type of serious death. When they were either they was doing a documentary or they were doing a tell-all book, and whenever this documentary tell-all book was coming about, one of these people from the original Bad Boy record label was doing it, they all somehow mysteriously ended up dying. The only person who has survived is Al B. Shore, who was in the process of writing a tell-all book when he had got sick and miraculously ended up in the hospital. So I believe he does has a lot of secrets that he's trying to keep secret and no longer able to keep these secrets.
Well, my thing is, okay, show the restraint. Like, you know, if you got he whatever he was doing, he let it be seen by too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, you know, to me, okay. So this is my personal opinion. He was never attractive. You know, he always, and I was really happy when he put on them sunglasses, because he was always really creepy to me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and he is like, he got narcissistic like tendencies, like very feeling like he was untouchable. You know, he couldn't this, that, and the other, and that, you know, it's just everything that's done in the dark come to light.
And he just did people wrong in the music industry. One of his most famous songs after, you know, the whole Diddy Dirty Money thing was Coming Home. And that was recorded with, you know, two black girls. But then now that song has become really popular, he actually replaced them with a white woman. And then the other two girls who actually sung the song and wrote it, he just basically took them off the song. So, like, you know, that song like, I'm coming home, tell the world that I'm... So that was originally sung by two other black girls. But now when he went back, so, like, he got invited to perform at WrestleMania. He got invited to perform at other events, but he never had the two original girls who sung that song, the black girls from Diddy Dirty Money, when he was doing that. He replaced it. So now that the song is popular, I honor think people of the, you know, who wasn't around during the original time when that song came out know who the original singers was on that song. Just like a lot of his artists, like his artists from like Day 26, like they tried to revive their career. Donnie only had one album. Danny Kane was never able to make a comeback. You just like to be honest, I don't even know, does Bad Boy Records even exist still? Because I don't think he have any more artists under Bad Boy Records who is currently making music.
Well, I'm not sure. That's a good point.
Because to be honest, I don't know who's buying Sean John no more. He's not really doing the TV shows no more. So besides Ciroc, I guess he's just living off of royalties at this point.
No, Ciroc don't own whatever kind of deal that he had with Ciroc. Or is it, what was it? Was it Ciroc?
Yeah, it was Ciroc.
I think that's over with. I think that's done and over with. Then he had another one. Was it called DeLeon or something like that? He had another liquor that came out. I think that's one of the two contracts is over with. And then I think he sold his shares in Revolt, right? He sold his shares in Revolt. What else has he done?
That's the first thing, like the last. For the last 8 years, he's just been like, just not doing anything.
He might have been doing something. I mean, he had been, I feel like he was doing more producing and writing for like other artists. So like the City Girls, you know, he was kind of latched on to one of them. And then, you know, I understand like now one of the members, she going kind of solo now, and they kind of, you know, and it's just speculation as to why. And I've heard some people say, you know, allegedly it was because the other member of the group was around Diddy all the time and this, that, and the other. So, but I mean, they remain friends, you know, but it seems like that the other member of the group kind of distanced herself from it. You never saw pictures of all three of them together. You know what I'm saying? I never saw any of that. So it's just kind of it's interesting. You know, I like to watch patterns and behaviors of people and things like that. And I just, you know.
I just don't know what he's done lately in recent years.
Like you say,
he's just probably just been producing, but then, like I said, other than that, yeah, I don't know what he's been doing.
He didn't really have to do anything, right? He investing this money in ownership of things. He's gaining assets, right?
Right.
So that's how he's making his money, like a residual income type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Right. So he didn't really have to produce any music. He dropped a new album himself.
He had an album?
Yeah, he got an album out.
Recently?
Yeah, a few months back, probably about 2 to 3 months ago, maybe something like that. Yep. You sure did.
Let me go check on title. See when it was this last. Because I had no clue at all.
The only reason why I knew is because I follow Carisha on Instagram, or Young Miami, excuse me, on Instagram, and she had a verse of on a song that he had.
Yeah, he had an album in 2023 called The Love Album. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just, you know, just how he just keep changing his moniker. Like, you Puff Daddy, Sean Puffy Combs, and they did take out Sean John out of, it was a lot of like anchor stores, because, you know, it really wasn't being sold in anything but anchor stores. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure who was still wearing it that already didn't have it in their closet from years ago.
Right.
But they did remove, stop selling his clothes, I believe. Mm-hmm. Or was it a severely discounted price? It was something. So, and that kind of started happening with the whole, when the whole Cassie thing kind of broke out. And I'm happy for her. Like, when I found out, and her man is, her husband, fine, okay? Fine.
I don't know who he is.
Oh, he's fine.
Hmm.
So, and then she started having kids, and I was like, yowzers. Like, she lived all this time and hadn't gotten married. She, all of a sudden, popped out of nowhere, got married, and I think she got one or two kids now.
Hmm. She got her she got her happy ending.
Yeah, but that kind of goes to show, like, I mean, what that definitely whatever was going on between him and Cassidy.
He was wasting her time. She should have pulled a Mariah and Sue for wasting her time and got $50 million out of his ass, like she got, like Mariah did, for wasting
It sounded like somebody talked her and she gained courage from somewhere to step. Mm-hmm. That's a hard thing to come out with, you know, just because people are just ignorant, you know. Mm-hmm. Why would she stay with a man that long? Like, do you not know what abuse is? You don't understand the cycle of abuse, I see. And she's sitting up here saying that it was dangerous for her to leave this man. Like, I just don't like when people just, you know, especially in situations like that, or battered woman syndrome. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Or Stockholm syndrome. You know? So, but I'm glad she got herself out of it. Looks like she's having a happy life. And I want her to continue on that path. Now, whatever happens to Diddy, hopefully it is all truthful and honesty. I hope don't nobody plant nothing. I hope ain't nobody lying, you know, because I want him to have a fair, if he ever has to go to court, a fair trial. Like, I don't ever want to hear somebody being falsely accused of something that they didn't do, because those are very steep allegations and he will never be able to come back from.
Right. Like how Vince McMahon has been outed. He's been erased from his old company in a video game, in the video game where they'll be playing like a video package from like something from some years ago. They blur man out. Like, they blur his face out. They have erased him from his own company. So we can possibly see that happening with, you know, Diddy.
Ain't no possible. It's already happening.
Well, okay, yeah.
It's already
happening. So to switch gears, Tina, do you want to tell them about your Alabama governor signing a bill to restrict diversity?
Sir, I haven't talked to you in like forever. You gotta jog my memory a little bit. I don't remember.
Alabama governor signs bills to restrict diversity and inclusion programs in schools, university, and government agencies.
Oh man, I didn't read too deep into that. You go ahead. I sent it to you though.
Lord have mercy. You sent it to me, but I don't really have a lot of.
Like, how long ago though? How long ago did I send that to you?
It was like last week. That ain't that long ago. You know, this is why don't we deal with black folks, y'all. This sort of like... Okay, so basically, this bill is going to restrict the teaching of diversities and restricts the and limits the teachings of diversity, equality, and inclusion in public schools, universities, and state agencies across the state of Alabama. Which I believe Alabama is a Republican state, and because
so what?
And I'm saying that's why this governor is wanting this bill passed, because once again, Republicans don't believe in diversity, they don't believe in inclusion, and then it's this one person I keep hearing all the time, like, oh, they need to stop putting the woke agenda video games, the woke. I'm so tired of hearing the people talking about all the woke agenda. I'm like,
first of all, a political party is not it's not included in the definition of diversity. That's not what that is not. So, like, that's just stupid. I don't care what political party you claim or you feel like you belong to. People are people. You don't have one state where everybody looks the same, where everybody's the same race. Everybody has the same religion. Everybody has the same political party. Are you an omnivore? Are you a vegetarian, vegan? Like, nobody. It's a difference of opinion in different cultures, like wherever you go. That's just life in general. So for you to try to remove or not teach about diversity in school is beyond me, because you're going to have kids in school sitting next to people that they don't look like.
Mm-hmm.
Your culture is not like mine.
And it's just like they were blaming the reason why, like, all those train derailments was happening was because they was too busy trying to hire diverse workers. So that's what they were trying to blame the train derailment on that.
No, and somebody just has a shitty hiring process.
That too. And speaking of that, that's gonna bring me to a story we're gonna talk about later when it comes to the mayor of Baltimore and that whole ship situation later on in the show.
But how can you blame? So when people think diversity, what's the first thing you think of?
When they think of diversity, they're not going to hire white people. They're just going to hire minorities just to make them look good.
So diversity means the inclusion of minorities, generally thinking, right? Whatever the minority may be, right? So you trying to say minorities are stupid?
That's what they're trying to say, because when I hear about, a workplace saying, oh, we need to diverse our places, it's like, they're just like most, like some places where, it could be majority of the laborers are minorities, but everybody that's in management and up is all...
Everybody that's sitting at a desk.
Is all white.
Yes.
So then when they say they're going to diversify, like, oh, we need to get some minorities in here in management. Like, or we need to move some of our people up that's in laborers and move them up to management to diversify our company. Because when you have all minority laborers and then you got an all white management.
But you got to think about the environment in management, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always say I didn't want to be in management because I'm not going to deal with your foolishness. Don't touch my hair and ask me how I can change my hair every day.
Right.
Don't ask me if I got braids in my hair because you braid your hair like I can braid my hair and these don't look like braids. You get what I'm saying? Don't come to me and randomly ask me about a rapper that I ain't even ever heard of, but you think that because I'm black that I know all the rappers that's out there. Don't get surprised when I tell you that I can play violin and classical piano. Don't get surprised when I tell you my son is a 4.0 student. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, what do those environments look like that minorities don't want to be around that stuff? You get what I'm saying? And then it's just you get to saying, or if minorities are met with this type of ignorance, because to me that's just plain ignorance, right? You come at somebody in my culture or whatever I'm doing, the way I dress, the way my hair look, what my kids are doing, has nothing to do with the job that I'm doing. If I can do the job well, leave me be. You don't need to come up to me because you're curious, because you're ignorant. Your ignorance is what curiosity killed the cat, right? In pure ignorance. Mm-hmm. You come up to me and you start prying into what my culture is, making me feel uncomfortable. But then when I get tired of you being ignorant and I say something back to you, now I'm the aggressor. I'm aggressive because you was being stupid. Right. And then now I don't want to work. I don't want to work in that environment anymore because your ignorance to cultures that are not your own. You're culturally incompetent.
That is true.
So then on top of that, pay these people what they're worth. My salary better look like her salary and his salary if I have comparable education and work experience.
Right.
So I feel like that's a lot of that. And then for them to sit up there and say, just because they wanted to, you know, do the whole diversity thing, that's stupid. Like, to me, that's really stupid. You can't blame others. So you just said, forget the whole hiring process and vetting these people as good potential employees. And so you saying you just threw anybody in there and you already knew they couldn't do their job.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that say about you? Because you're not going to tell me that it ain't a lot of qualified individuals out here for a lot of these jobs. They just don't want to deal with you. So they don't want to accept your job offers.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I'm sorry, I went on a rant again. Sorry.
It's fine.
My bad.
I'm trying to find a file that I thought I uploaded, but I guess I didn't upload it. So,
but you know what I mean? That's terrible to even say something like that. And I always hear all of these terrible things that people say. And I'm like, well, what about the stuff they didn't say? Just imagine right. The stuff that people don't say out loud or have said out loud in the general public don't know. You know, it's just crazy. It's, to me, it's just wild. I don't like racism of any kind. I don't like not including somebody because of either their lifestyle, if it's not detrimental to anybody that they're around, right? So your lifestyle and you as a person, you cannot change who you are. I cannot change who I was born as. I cannot. That is always forever going to be the person that I was born as. Things that change over time, like behaviors, you know, beliefs, things like that are they're less tangible. You know what I'm saying? But things like I'm Black, I'm always going to be Black. I couldn't help that I was born Black. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't help it.
All right. And then speaking of, go ahead. Oh, no, because I'm about to talk about this other thing.
I was just going to say, it's just so blown back how people are so surprised. And they said, wow, you're really intelligent. What did you expect?
They expect people to be idiots that look like minorities.
Why? Because I got tattoos, like what, in locks? My skin is brown.
Mm-hmm. Brown people are not supposed to be smart. You know, that's what they think about us.
Oh, you got a lot of tattoos. I sure do, and they cost a lot of money. Why did you do that to your body? Because I wanted to.
Right. And speaking of lifestyles, in Russia, they officially LGBT movement to the terrorist extremist blacklist to arresting people basically who are, I guess, protesting and who are showing like signs of being LGBTQ. So they recently they had arrested employees of a gay nightclub as part of the first criminal extremist case against members of the LGBTQ community. He also signed in. He signed into law that bans gender change in Russia. There was a gay TikTok couple arrested in Russia for violating anti-LGBTQ plus laws.
Who does that?
Russian politicians claim Peppa Pig is turning children gay after show debuts lesbian couple. So that is a lot to die right there.
No, it's not. It's another case of ignorance and control.
I mean, it is another case of ignorance. It was just like all the stuff that I just read. I'm just like, wow. And then I think you had made the comment like if Trump get reelected, you can see him doing something like this. And I can absolutely see
I
him
do.
Doing something like this.
I do see him doing something like that. Absolutely. Especially when it's other countries doing it. You think that's not on his list of duties to do when he get elected or if he gets reelected? Absolutely. And let's not get it twisted. Like Trump, when he wants to put something in law, it happens quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It gets pushed through and it happens quickly. And that's just wild to me. It's like somebody woke up one day and was like, oh, we're going to pass this law. You can't belong to any of these groups or identify as any of this. And now they expect for you to just be like, oh, I'm going to flip a switch and turn it off. And this has been your lifestyle.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's just like,
crazy to me.
They just like, I believe it's Uganda, where they passed the law.
It happened there too.
They passed a law there where if you're caught doing anything of the LGBTQ plus anything, you are sentenced to death.
Yep. And that's what made me send that to you because I remember that one from Uganda. You know, and I'm just this is just so extreme.
Them people you know minding their own business, living their own lives, and then here y'all go.
That's just wild. It's beyond wild. And I just feel like it's just wrong. Out of all the things that you could ban, you know, they were trying to ban books, ban slavery from being taught, banning diversity. Now you want to, like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Like, what is going on?
These people who were born in the, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s, and early 60s are holding on to a time where white people reign supreme, and they don't like the fact that minorities are getting smarter, are living better lives than them, are educated, and so much more, and they just can't stand it. They want to go back to a time where black people's got to ride in the back of the bus. They're colored only water fountains. Black people had to go in the door. They want to go back to the time where black people were mostly working in either factories and homes, cleaning homes and cooking and taking care of their kids and stuff like that. They want to go back to that time period because to them, that was the best time period of their life. That was the glory day,
those
days.
Those
days where they had control.
I knock all that stuff over. What you mean? No colors allowed. Man, I spit on every one of them signs. I'd be in jail every other day. Every other day.
And the thing is, what they don't get, like if they try to pass a law to try to go back to them times, they don't understand that this is the generation between the Gen X, the Millennials, and the Gen Zs. This that fuck around and find out. We don't care. We would go fuck some shit up and leave and dare you to come after us. We gonna dare you to come after us if you try something like that. You said you go put up a sign in front of a store and say whites only and watch how fast that motherfucker get burned down or shot up. Go into Chirac and tell them it's a white only club or movie theater or grocery store. And watch how fast that mug gets. You just watch.
And here's the kicker, though. Minorities are not the true minorities anymore. Like, look at the population of whites versus blacks versus Hispanics versus minorities. Truly are not the minorities anymore. Mm-hmm. That's just a name that stuck with us.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own businesses. You know, we own our own land. Like, we grow our own crops. So the thing is, because a lot of us live in poverty, we know how to do without a lot of things. So if you want to start to seclude and segregate and this, that, and the other, that's not cool. And then for you to start taking away people's civil rights, and you know, you're gonna get a lot of pushback. It's not gonna work. What you gonna do? Massacre a whole country?
That's what they gonna do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that is not cool. That's not cool at all. And I don't like it. I don't like none of it. It's really stupid. And for them to just, I can just really see it happening here in the United States. And I feel like it's going to be passive aggressive at first, where people are going to be going to different events and they get shitty service, you know, to the point where they don't want to be there no more.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I feel like, you know, that's why we got different bars for different, you know, groups of people to go to, because they feel more comfortable. And that's crazy. I should be able to go into Brookfield and sit down and have a dinner without being stared at.
Right.
You know, we're people. We wake up, we go to work, we pay bills, we take a shit, we go to sleep. And liquor is included somewhere in there.
I'm sorry, I just saw the other thing you sent me where it says Saucy Santana and his friend looked like Timon and Pumbaa. I'm sorry.
Hey, they did. It was hilarious. I was falling out. And what I liked about it, and see, that's a good example. Like, that, what I liked about that, because they were on live together, right? Chilling, doing whatever. Mm-hmm. And somebody made the comment, and Saucy saw it and said, they said somebody said Timon and Pumbaa. They didn't get mad. It was funny. You know what I'm saying? They took a joke, because that was like the most accurate description of both of them at that time. But they out here living their life. You know what I'm saying? They ain't bothering nobody. They making their money. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. It is what it is. So, I don't know. People, somebody that should be chasing their grandchildren or their great-grandchildren get mad because people living their lives is what it sounds like.
Pretty much. And then they teach their kids to be racist, too. So, and their grandkids to be racist. So, then they get mad and their grandkids don't be racist. They're like, their grandkids come home and like, look up, this is my friend. This is my best friend. And it'd be a little black boy. They'd be pissed off. Or a little black girl. They be pissed at
her. I was a lot of my white friends, when I was younger, I was their first black friend.
I mean, well, you did grow up in, you know, a time.
I grew up in a time, I did. I did. I did. Absolutely did.
And speaking of some dumb stuff, I'm hoping that this is the right clip, because when somebody had first told me this, if this is not the right clip, I'm just gonna cut it off and explain it. But this is the right clip. Play it.
The presumptive 2024 Republican nominee is turning to religion once again, but definitely not in the traditional way. In a social media post yesterday, Trump announced he is hawking his own version of the Bible, combined with other papers he claims to have read. Take a look.
I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others.
Jesus inspires us to love one another.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters.
With hearts full of generosity and grace.
Why do I have to ask for forgiveness if you're not making mistakes?
Scripture teaches us the Lord is close
to the brokenhearted.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them.
I cherish women, and I will be great on women's health issues.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the...
My favorite book is the Bible. My second favorite book is The Art of the Deal. But it's not even close.
Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here.
2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's the whole ballgame.
You can do anything. Grab them by the... You can do anything. That's what you said, correct?
Well, historically, that's true with stars. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
On this good Resurrection Sunday, Jesus, we are ready for your return. Because, number one, anybody that read the Bible or know the Bible in the slightest, what is 2 Corinthians?
To be honest,
what is 2 Corinthians?
I have never read the Bible all the way through, and even I know that's incorrect.
That's what I'm saying. 2 Corinthians? Why he do that? Why did he just do that? And then how you gonna create your own Bible and add some additional papers? What is these papers? Who let him do this?
It was the cop.
That should be off limits. That should be against the law. That should be against the law. You don't rewrite the Bible. You should be what?
And the fact that he's selling his Bible for $60. Who and people really?
And it got a flag on the front of it. What does it say? The Holy Bible of the United States of America. What did it say?
The Bible of the United States of America or something like
that. Oh, my gosh.
It's supposed to have the Constitution in there, the Bill of Rights. I don't even think he's ever read the Constitution. I don't even think he knows how many articles there are in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Or I don't think he knows any of that stuff. And yet these people think that this man is the best fit for president of the United States.
2 Corinthians.
That's how you know this man sell a damn Bible and never read a Bible a day in his life. Because I ain't never heard of no 2 Corinthians. You hear, you know, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. You hear
all these other, like what?
You hear all these others, you know, other
other books in the Bible, and you're gonna say 2 Corinthians? Like I cannot.
Do he know what the Ten Commandments are?
It should be coming on this weekend. Maybe you should sit down and watch it.
I wonder, do he know his Ten Commandments? But he might think he's 20 of them. I can't with this.
Not with him trying to create himself to be a false idol, sir. You made a Bible. Come on now,
Bible, and trying to say he trying to raise that money to pay that that bond he got to pay.
That is first the shoes, then the Bible.
Oh yeah, but he was trying to sell the Trump ones to black people.
Stop playing in people. This man is a joke.
Oh, the Air Force Trump ones.
I cannot wait to see the history books, files, whatever they're going to be in the future of my grandkids and how this is depicted in them books. I want somebody to write a real history book is what I want. Somebody out there write a real history book.
Right. And speaking of more idiocy, let me get into this next clip because it's going to explain itself.
Right-wingers have blamed the collapsed bridge in Baltimore on the fact that the transportation secretary is gay. On Tuesday, 26th March, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed after it was hit by a 100-ton cargo ship. But conservatives have already jumped on the bandwagon of blaming the left, and specifically the transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, who is gay. One popular conservative X account tweeted a picture of Buttigieg, claiming he would address the Baltimore bridge collapse as soon as he's done chest feeding, a phrase that transmasculine people often use to describe feeding their children. Right-wingers have been saying for years that Buttigieg breastfeeds his children as a homophobic joke. Even the shamed former Congress member George Santos jumped on the bandwagon, tweeting that he was revoking Pete's gay card in reference to a video of the transportation secretary in 2021, speaking about how road projects have historically divided communities of color.
The pass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or that would have been, in New York was designed too low for it to pass by, but that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices.
The transportation secretary has not risen to the homophobic and baseless claims made against him.
Today, we are most acutely focused on the emergency operations underway and on the families that have been impacted.
So what they trying to say, he can't do his job because he's gay? Come on, man.
It's his fault that the bridge got hit and collapsed because he's gay.
I swear y'all drive me to drink. I swear, because what?
Like I said, this man said there were, back in the day, there were bridges and stuff designed too low for buses couldn't pass on them, so that way people who live in black and Puerto Rican communities was not able to get to the other side of the city due to public transportation not being able to get them there. Mm-hmm. He has not mentioned not one time when these people were making these hateful comments about him that he even addressed these comments. He continued to do his job. And then all
he's
of
very sudden,
right. And it's because of the fact that he's gay, the boat hit the bridge and collapsed. They had nothing.
So it's not the fault. It's not the fault of whoever was behind the bridge.
The thing was, so with the whole bridge situation, so the boat did send out a mayday and say, "Hey, we lost engine power. Like, we can't turn the boat. We don't have no control over the boat right now." So the backup generators came on, but the backup generators, when those came on, it still did not give them the power to control and steer the boat. So they said, which they did, on a bridge, that much traffic crossing the bridge. Yes, it was workers on a bridge doing potholes. They did not get word that there was this big ass ship coming towards it. So they presumed dead. But the ship did drop the anchor on the ship to try to get the ship to stop, and it just wasn't enough. It takes a long time, like they said, for a 100,000-ton ship to come.
That's a very big ship, yes.
A big, heavy ship. So they did what they could to try to get this ship to come to a stop, even dropping the anchor to try to get it to stop, because they did not have control over the boat, which is whatever the way the current was going, that's the direction that the boat was going in. They had no control over where the boat was going. And so that's what happened. But they're trying to say, because this man is gay, that is the reason why the boat hit the bridge.
That's terrible, man.
I just can't. And then, so there's more to the stupidity that happened. There was somebody else from the black delegation who had put their two cents in about this first. So it's actually a two-part video that I'm gonna play for y'all. So it's gonna be him and then the mayor going on a news show explaining himself and responding to what people were saying about him. So I'm gonna play the black delegation clip first.
Man, you know, life's funny, ain't it? A literal bridge fucking collapses in the middle of an ocean because a ship ran into it. It's a shock and a fear that's been unlocked and hasn't been unlocked since watching Final Destination. And a young black mayor comes out to pretty much talk about it, to put everybody at ease, to showcase why he was voted as mayor of the city, shows his leadership qualities, the stuff that he worked so hard to be for. And people get mad that he's wearing a Letterman jacket and talk about the reason why the ship collapsed was because he's black, because of DEI. Not because of the ship, because it's a black man. And I feel like I just think about this every time some shit like this happens. And it goes like this. And black people, you could chime in on this.
Yeah, that's some white folks.
We can work so fucking hard to be where we want to be at, and people will still use dog whistles and just talk shit just because. We could work 100 times harder than these niggas, and they still have a problem. It's like, yo, this is stupid. And the laugh just numbs the anger.
I like him. He cute. And the laugh just numbs the anger. I like that. I like that.
Oh.
That's why people be like, when I start laughing, they be like, I'm for real. I'm like, I know you for real. That's why I'm laughing.
So they see, they tried to blame it on him too, the bridge collapsing, because he's a black man in a letterman's jacket.
What you want him to, like, what?
They expect him to be out there in a business suit at 2:00, the bridge, it collapsed at like 1:00 in the morning. So at 4 a.m. or 2 a.m. when he got to the scene, you expect me to be in a business suit?
He should have came out of this motherfucking bonnet to make him mad.
I was like, this man was probably at home sleep when he got the call. Hey, bridge class, we need you to come here.
Or he could have been out kicking it.
That too. And next thing you know, so I show up in my regular street clothes. Y'all mad because I showed up in my regular street clothes to do an interview about the bridge collapsing. So here's what his response was to when all these.
I will allow you, Mayor Scott, if you choose to do so, to respond to the tomfoolery and attacks on you for having the nerve to be black and also a mayor.
Well, I think, listen, I know, and we all know, and you know very well, that black men and young black men in particular have been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only straight, wealthy white men should have a say in anything. We've been the boogeyman from them since the first day they brought us to this country. And what they mean by DEI, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent. We know what they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say the N-word. And the fact that I don't believe in their untruthful and wrong ideology, and I am very proud of my heritage and who I am and where I come from, scares them, because me being at my position means that their way of thinking, their way of life, of being comfortable and suffering, and while everyone else suffers, is going to be at risk, and they should be afraid, because that's my purpose in life.
I like that.
They should be afraid because that's my purpose in life. I love it.
I love it. That was a great. I'm sorry. That was a great response.
Great. Great response. I love it. I love it. I like that. Okay. These black men out here showing out. Okay. I see y'all. I see y'all. Hey, Boos.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh goodness, my throat. So I lost my train of thought because I've had to cough.
That's well, okay. Well, let me expound on it. Like that's crazy. Like now he got on there and said, stop playing in my face. Real professional, like y'all better stop playing with me. I enjoyed it. I mean, so that's a tragic thing that happened that nobody could have stopped from happening.
And I say no workers on the bridge lost their lives, and the only thing y'all can think of or send condolences out to the family or try to figure out how to help these families is first it's the gay's fault and it's the black man's fault for showing up in a letterman jacket to talk about what happened.
Or just talk about how, you know, how we're going to rebuild the bridge to be higher or better, or if it's going to, you know, have the ability to, I don't even know what they call, you know, lift up.
So I don't think that bridge needed to lift up, because I think it actually it travels along the bridge, and so it doesn't need to go under the bridge to go out into the ocean or whatever.
Oh, okay, I see.
Or anything, right? So I think it was just that they just lost power, and that's just the way the water current was going in the other bridge, so they couldn't steer to make it go in the other direction. And they lost power, they lost control of the steering, so the boat would just started floating in the direction that the water was going. They did what they could to try to get the boat to stop. They dropped the anchors to make it try to stop and come to a stop. It just was too late. There was nothing they could do about it.
Well, so yeah, but they, they got to focus on rebuilding the bridge, right?
Yeah, and they have the video where the boat lost power, and where so it's not like it lost power. You can see the lights go out on the boat.
Like it ain't nobody. It's nobody to blame for nothing right. like that. But
you
like
see, you see where the lights. Yeah, you can see where the lights come back on. There's a big black cloud of smoke where you see the generators popping back on. But just because the generator was working doesn't mean that they have control of the ship still.
No, that's usually just emergency power on, right?
Right.
You can't really do too much with that.
Right.
You're not going to be able to give power to all them engines for something that big.
Exactly.
You're not. So... But yet they were worried about him wearing a Letterman jacket. That is beyond me. That's beyond me, And he handled it well. He handled it well.
There was a special election that was held in Alabama. I'm going to play this clip for y'all because this young man had the scoop for us.
We have some amazing breaking news. A Democrat has just won a special election in the state of Alabama, flipping the seat from Republican to Democrat. And it's a district that Donald Trump won in 2020. Yes, that's right. Democrat Marilyn Lanz won the special election for Alabama's State House District 10, and she ran mainly on women's reproductive rights. And I want to be clear, she didn't just win the election. She won by 25 points. And as I mentioned, this was a Republican seat. It was in a district that voted for Donald Trump in 2020, and in 2022, it voted for Republicans by 7 points. But now the Democrats have won the state house seat in that district. This is a huge victory, and in my view, a sign of things to come. The American people are sick and tired of the MAGA Republicans and coming after our rights. Republicans think they can overturn Roe v. Wade and they'll have one rough election, but everybody's gonna get over it in 2024. Well, they better think again, because the results tell a different story. Republicans are not ready for what's gonna happen in 2024, because people of all ages and all backgrounds are gonna show up to the ballot box to kick them out of office, just like people in Alabama's 10th district did tonight.
What's Rosy Cheeks' name? He always be spitting some fire.
I know. Harry Harry Jensen, I think. Jason, I think. I can't remember. I think that's what it said. But yes, he is totally right. People are going to show up in astonishing numbers to vote these Republicans out. Now, like I'm saying, I'm not saying Democrats have the best ideas. I don't think they have the best ideas also. But are they interfering with people's rights? I don't believe that they're doing as much as the Republicans are doing at the moment. you don't hear about Democrats putting forth bills to stop people from being able to have kids via surrogate, they freeze the eggs and all that other kind of stuff. They did not pass some bills for that. You don't see them passing trying to get rid of abortion. And it's crazy because you hear about people like, I'm stuck with this kid I didn't want because I couldn't go and, go to the abortion, because they at the time when the pregnancy happened, where you can go get one before, the baby is fully developed. None of the clinics here were open. So, and then we had, what was it, down in Texas, where we had a bunch of women who were raped and were forced to have kids because of the non-abortion law there. So now we're just going to have a bunch of kids, a couple of thousand, maybe a hundred some thousand kids in this world now.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know how it's I feel mess. About that.
Right. Jesus, just fix it all. Fix it all, Jesus.
Men should not eat. No, well, I'm not going to say. So men in particular, like women or men should not be making decisions for somebody else's reproductive rights. Like the choice mm-hmm. should always be there. The choice exactly. should always be there. You let people have elective surgeries that they shouldn't be having all the time. Make mm-hmm. big money off of it. It's not necessary. There's a lot of risk to it. You haven't banned BBLs. Yeah, there's people dying left and right from that shit. You don't even require them to be completed in a hospital. It can be done as an outpatient procedure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Tummy tucks and shit. Like you doing a whole tummy tuck in the doctor's office? Make right. that make sense. You know what I'm saying? You stitching somebody's abdominal muscles back together. Make that make sense. So, but it's considered cosmetic elective, so it doesn't have to be in a hospital. Whatever. I get it, but I don't get it. So you let those things be legal, but you let if, like you said, all of those people got raped and they probably weren't ready to have kids, and then it's like if you ban, like if you ban abortion, like what's gonna be next? Is it gonna be birth control? Like what is it gonna be? Then it's like we really gonna have a lot of kids just running around here.
Yeah, I feel speaking like birth control,
I'm just gonna throw this out here. Speaking of birth control, it's gonna be an over-the-counter pill, birth control pill, available at pharmacies without a prescription.
Hmm. There y'all go.
I don't know how I feel about that. So me as a healthcare professional, I don't know how I feel about that because we prescribe their hormones, right? So we prescribe birth control pills based on, you know, what's good enough for you. You do labs, your doctor asks you a bunch of questions. They do a check into your health history. Do you have hypertension? Have you ever suffered a stroke? Do anybody in your family suffer a stroke? Are you a smoker? How old are you? All of those things matter when it comes to hormonal contraceptives. They increase your risk of stroke and heart attack. Okay? I took a birth control pill, a very popular one. I went to my doctor, got put on it, and it shot my blood pressure through the roof. I've never had high blood pressure. Okay? They switched it to a lower dose of the same hormone, and I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't mm-hmm. really know how I feel about that. It's a lot of side effects to birth control because they're hormones. People have suicidal ideation taking them. And if you're just going to pick them up from the pharmacy, nobody's managing or keeping up or keeping tabs on how you feel. Are you having these side effects? You don't know if this is okay. You just moody today because you think you're just having a mood swing and you're not really realizing that it's the medication that you want. So I'm not really for birth condoms. Yes. At morning after pills. Yes. Okay. But long-term like birth control. No. Cause is somebody going to die.
I was just going to say like, they so worried about like abortions and stuff like that. And I'm like, but y'all ain't did nothing about people alcohol. Like how many people have died from drinking and driving across this country a year? But y'all worried
it's
about
just a box up.
But y'all worrying about abortions.
Or gun loss. Look at how many kids we lost to being shot.
Yeah, like but look what just happened in Russia when they stormed into a music a concert hall. And
with like 100 people, right?
Yes, they gunned down a bunch of people and then threw what they call them Molotov cocktail things.
And then burnt
the place down.
Yeah. Then they tried to pin it, and I seen a bunch of people in the comments on my phone. US has something to do with it. Or I think something about somebody knew that it was going to happen. It was a tip and they didn't do nothing about it.
The US, US warned Russia or tried to send out a warning like, hey, there's an extremist group, you know, on the rise, the same, what they call them people, It was like a year or two ago. I forgot what they called that terrorist group. That terrorist group was back on the rise and trying to do shit. So the U.S. sent out a warning like, hey, we got this intelligence that this is going on. Be unaware, be on the lookout, whatever. But they sent out the warning. Russia didn't take the warning serious, and then look what happened. Like I said, everybody know that the U.S. got people on the ground in the CIA that's undercover gathering information around the world. We all know that. It's no secret. We don't know who these people are.
The rest of the country do it too.
Exactly. Now, I mean, the rest of the world does it. They all got their own groups that goes into these countries. Like, I'm pretty sure there's somebody that's working at the White House right now that's from another country sending information back to another country. And just what happens, you know, that's just what goes on. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, like Trump doing this whole thing to support, you know, Vladimir Putin and best friends, like, Trump is for a nuclear war right now. And a lot of people don't understand is the nuclear warheads between the U.S. and North Korea and Russia alone, just those three countries alone, will be catastrophic to the point where it can literally kill every single last person on Earth. If those nuclear weapons was to ever be shut off, if there ever was to be a nuclear war, that's just the end of human life. And the fact that Trump is willing to partner with Trump, who is for nuclear war, it just bothers me. And then you got these people who are saying like, oh, but they'll say, the whole Ukraine thing and all that other kind of stuff. And I'm like, but this man is for, you guys want to vote for somebody who is willing to start a new, who's willing to go and partner with Russia, who would defeat it to end the Soviet Union. Y'all willing to partner with a man who wants to bring back the Soviet Union and have a straight out nuclear war that can end all life on Earth. Y'all want to vote for a man that support that?
Apparently.
Like, make it make sense to me. That's why I said he got these people so brainwashed and tricked. And it's crazy because, like, I believe that was last week or week before where I played that video where they were naming, they said that it was listed some stuff as saying that Obama was charged with this and that, or Obama did this and that. And it really, it was stuff Trump did. And they said that Obama should have went to jail and all these other kind of things. But then when they said, oh, excuse me, that was Trump, then they tried to justify Trump being stupid enough to do it. Like, it's just, come on. Like, you just cannot be that brainwashed. You can't.
It's called Stockholm Syndrome, sir.
But with that being said, I think I got like two videos for the videos of the week. Then I guess we could go into final thought, unless Tina got some health updates for y'all. But other than that, let's go into the TikTok videos of the week.
So we just bought this house. What kind of USB port is that?
Okay.
Oh shit. No, for real though, because I'm looking around my house. The only phone jack I seen, I think it is in the master bedroom, actually. And no, in the living room too. It's one in the master bedroom, it's one in the living room that I know of.
So yeah, it's one in the dining room here, it's one in my grandfather's old bedroom. I believe it's one in the kitchen.
I think it's one in the kitchen too, but I think they covered it up with a cover.
Yeah. And I think it's one up here also where I'm at. But I was like, is she serious?
Now she started crying.
Like, Like you do know, like the Ethernet cord, when they plug up the Ethernet cord for you to have internet in your house, they look like that also. Just not as big, but they look like, made me feel old. Okay, let me head into this next clip.
I lived a whole day like my cat, where I did everything he did for an entire day.
Whatever you do, I'm doing.
We started off the morning stretching, which was really great. I really respect Kurt for this one on his routine. He was kind of judging me for this one, though. And then it was time to eat, which I was excited about, but I needed to eat on the ground because Kurt eats on the ground. So this was interesting. And then it was time for one of Kurt's favorite activities, which is looking outside the window. So we did this for a good bit. And then he just started staring at me, judging me, so I judged him back. And then it was time for a very common theme of the day, which was laying down. And Kurt took that spot, so I had to get on the ground. And then after we loafed for a bit, it was right back to sleeping. And I kid you not, Kurt slept for probably like 6 hours in this one spot.
I can't sleep this long.
So I stayed in there with him while he just continued to sleep. Then it was time for meal number two, so I took my place on the ground and ate. So then once Kurt cleaned himself, I cleaned myself, and then we loafed until we went to sleep for the night. Living like a cat for a day is filled with some interesting things, and it's really relaxing, but that's mainly because it's filled with a ton of sleeping.
I should do that.
I would love for you to mimic your cats.
You know how stupid I'd be by the end of the day. They stupid.
I would love to see it.
Oh, they are so stupid. Okay.
Only because you call them stupid.
They stupid.
They're frisky.
I don't know if I like this on the show, but I'm going to play it.
Window is totally different. It's public property. So if you want to take this to a lawyer, then by all means, I don't care. Go take it to a lawyer, okay? No crime has been committed. You guys need to get out of here. You can go in your car. You can go in your car. You can get your groceries, and we can stop this whole
thing. I need his phone number because I am going to talk to him.
I will give you my phone number.
There you go. If he wants to give you your phone number, then he can. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
And I really don't want to, but I'll give it to you for the sake of, look, we live in the same place. If we can't have good energy here, that's a bad thing.
I don't know you from Adam. You just got here from Massachusetts or wherever you're from, Maryland. I've lived here 15 years.
Okay.
You're a newbie here.
I moved here a few months ago.
We I need your phone number.
Being a newbie has nothing to do with this. You don't need a judgment.
I need a phone number so
if
I can.
If he wants to give you your phone number, he can.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, then he doesn't.
What is it? So I can tomorrow.
1-800 up your butt.
You want to have them? You know that this is a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit here.
Is it really?
Did you not see the sign there? What are you? Are you really? Did you really just?
Is it really? What do you mean different color windows on the house? On the car? Like, what?
I don't know. Did she really call the police?
She called. And that. And the police officer was mad. Way 100 up your butt.
Okay, I got another one for y'all. I got another one.
It's so many key pieces of American history here. This truly, truly humbling experience to witness this. Can't believe I'm here.
We need to make
sure that young go in the history books.
We need to make a trip. We need to make a trip to the Montgomery Brawl. We need to make it there. If that make it into the history books, oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm gonna make a like a video diary of all the things that happened. Or you know how people do, how we do like the month and each month of the year is so whatever the biggest shenanigan was for that month it gets that spot for. Because it be going down like man.
I think I got one or two more videos, so here we go.
Hypothetical question. Let's say three girls are in their school.
I forgot to talk about this also. Speaking of the video, so y'all remember, I don't know if y'all remember, but there was a trans person who killed, unalived themselves because after they got into a fight at school, and it's like basically the trans person went into the bathroom, and then the cisgender females went in there and basically beat up the trans kid, and then the next day the trans kid killed himself. I said a gender. I don't know, you know what the gender is. Killed him or herself. They underlined themselves. So they have finally signed a law or passed a bill so that now they finally are going to investigate the school as into why they did not handle the situation very well. Because after the trans kid was beat up in the bathroom, they suspended the trans kid and allowed the kids who did the beating up to go back to school. So they are now opening an investigation into what happened and into the school and why wasn't the kids who were part of that situation, you know, what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Altercation?
You know, not suspended, but suspended, you know, expelled. Not even expelled, you know, I can't even think of it. Oh, well. I can't think of it.
What?
What is the word?
The kids who did this, I mean, what? So if you're not suspended, you expelled. Before suspension comes detention. Fine.
You know, like, no, I had, like, why wasn't their behavior corrected? Like, why wasn't they be held accountable for what they did, basically?
Suspended. They should have been suspended or expelled. Yeah. That's behavior correction right there. Get out.
So, yeah, they trying to, so they finally passed a law or a bill to that way that they could, a proper investigation can be done about it.
Okay.
But yeah, so those was the videos of the week. So I guess we can head into final thoughts.
Oh, it's me. Final thoughts. I never have a final thought prepared. What was I most passionate about today? Just the civil rights and liberties. I was passionate about all of it, I feel like, right? Just like stop taking away. So, okay, let me reiterate this. We have laws for a reason. We have rules for a reason, right? And those things follow closely to what I feel like are the Ten Commandments, a lot of them, right? You're not stealing, you're not cheat. You're not supposed to cheat. If you're cheating your marriage, then that's a way to absolve your marriage, and then you left on the hook for spousal support and yada, 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 right? No killing people, love thy neighbor, you know, things like that. Yeah. But when it comes down to people's lifestyle and choices that affect their lifestyle that has nothing to do with you, stop worrying about that. Like, if somebody is not breaking a law, then leave them alone. Because then when we get to putting your lifestyle under the microscope, you ain't gonna like it. So that's my final thought. Yes, baby.
Oh, hello, everybody. So my final thought is I voted today. So make sure that you guys go out and vote. It is so important. Right now we have, we got the judicials going on here. We have the mayor election going on. And then the alderman election is going on also. So make sure you go out and vote. If you know me and live in my district, please do not vote for Malala Cobbs. I cannot stand her. I cannot think of one thing that she has done for my community. I have never seen her in my community. Every time she's up for election, I always vote for the other person, and somehow she keeps getting reelected. Please vote, or do not let her get back in office. Like, the only time you see her, you know, doing anything that's alderwoman-like is there's a camera pointing at her, and it's making her, and it's reason making her look good. Other than that, you do not see her out in the community. You don't see her trying to solve situations. You don't try to see her fix any situations. You don't see her trying to, you know, come with solutions and plans, getting roads redone. You don't see any of that stuff. You don't see her doing nothing that an older woman should be doing. Like, at least I've seen, what's his name, at least I've seen Bob Donovan. At least you see him out in his community and stuff like that. Like, when something happened, like with some of the other aldermen and stuff, when something happened in a community, they go to the scene. You don't see in her community or in her district. You don't see her nowhere. The only time you see her is at the grocery store buying for her frat ass to buy some food, or if there's a camera pointing at her. Other than that, you don't see her do nothing else. So please vote for the other person on the ballot besides Malala Cobbs. I can't stand her. Don't vote for her.
And that's your final thought?
Yeah, that's my final thought. And don't forget to look in the description below. If you go check out the description below, you can check out our social media pages, our podcast fed social media pages. And you can also head over to Habits360.com and receive a discount when you use code Anthony4. And then Rep Sports, where you need your, like, energy drinks. They have energy drinks, candies, whatever you name to need to get your energy. They have those things. You can use code Martell1 to receive a discount also. And with that being said, this has been Cast Different Day podcast. We hope you have a wonderful Easter, and we will see you all on the next episode.